We are up to Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof. L'chein Koy Amar Hashem Elokim. Hinei, Api v'chamasi niteches el hamakim hazeh. My anger, my af and my chema, two expressions of anger, niteches will be poured. El hamakim hazeh al v'adav el behema v'al eitz hasadeh v'al pri ho'adama. Four different recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, including man, animal, the Eitz HaSadeh, V'al Pri Ho'Adamah, the trees and the fruits, U'Vo'ara, it will burn, V'loy Sechpeh, it will not be extinguished. Okay, so there are a few important points. The first important point is here in this pasuk where we are introduced to a new term, the term called Niteches. Niteches means to pour out. To pour out has a connotation. There are different kinds. The connotation is it's liquid, it's fluid. A punishment that's handed over as a solid, obviously, is something which is more. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. I haven't seen you in a long time. Good to see you. Roya ve'ene nira. Nira ve'ene roya. Okay, niteches means to be poured. To pour it has a connotation that the anger is extreme. Because when something is poured, it's very easy to manipulate a liquid. A liquid can be applied with precision and in locations where solids cannot reach. So niteches here has a connotation, and there is no one that is going to escape from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath. What? I'm sorry. Perek Zayin Pasuk Chof.
Could that word be similar to the word that means metal?
Metal? Well, metal molten.
Molten.
Okay. So here, in truth, some of the Mepharshim that made the Radak says, Niteches does not necessarily mean to be poured, it means to be lowered. Will be lowered, will come down. Okay, but similar, this is something that is unique. If you read these psukim, what's interesting is you go through these psukim, there appears to be so much repetition. Over and over again, you have the same basic message that if you do not veir, Hashem is going to punish you. If you do have a desire, you will be punished. So it's always important to try to uncover the uniqueness, the unique expression that's found in a particular pasuk, in a particular passage. And here, what is unique that we have not had until this point in time, not least in Sefer Yirmiyah, is that the anger of the punishment is being described as a liquid that is going to be poured. And that brings up a theme that there's no escape. Liquid is something, we all know that when it rains and you don't have a good roof, there are holes in the roof, water has a way of creeping in and finding its way in through the smallest possible hole. Don't make a mistake and think that when the Churban comes, there you're going to be able to escape. You're secure, you have some bank accounts in Switzerland, that doesn't work anymore. I mean, that has all been exposed now. But let's say you think you have some type of bunker or some secret account somewhere hidden away, and who knows where will you be able to escape and run away. It's not going to work like that. The anger of Hashem is compared to a liquid, and a liquid, when it is poured, it will penetrate, it will find a pore, it will find an opening somewhere for it to penetrate and to bring harm. The next thing over here, he mentions four different categories: man, animal, trees, and fruits. Ovara v'veloy sichbe, will burn, will not be extinguished. What is the significance of these four things? So the Mamloes, he suggests that what it means is medicine. That we all are well aware that, especially modern times, that many medicines are derived from animal sources. And some are derived from herbs, Eitz HaSadeh, and fruits. Okay, there are many benefits that come from, medicinal benefits that come from fruit. So what the Mamloi suggests is that sometimes a person thinks, even if there's going to be a disease, listen, so you have a good insurance, you go to the doctor, and you'll be okay. I'll take my risks. Because in the worst case scenario, I have traveler's insurance. I'm covered. I'll be taken care of. So the pasuk here is telling you that no, that there's not going to be any refuah. That once the anger is poured out upon man, it's also going to wipe out the animals, wipe out the trees, wipe out the fruits. And these things are alluding to there's not going to be any place for a person to heal himself. There's no refuah for his wound. That's what it's an idea that Mamloi's. It's his idea. Okay, let's see the mefarshim of this pasuk chof in the Mitzudos David in Itaches tein nishpeches. He translates the word Itaches to be poured. El hamokem azev v'chayz mefarish al ha'adam piriv lo sichber return alaymar lo tispak achema atich lehakol. It will never cease. The anger will not cease. It will not. The fire will not go out until there is absolutely nothing left. Rashi pasuk chof niteches. Rashi appears to have a different interpretation. It means yoyredes. The word niteches means to descend. Doesn't say anything about a liquid. Umagas, and it means to reach. The rain did not descend. Now you'll tell me there it means to be poured, but that's not how Rashi is translating it. Maybe other commentators will translate lo nitachas artsa, means the rain will not be poured to the earth. But Rashi seems to say simply it's not going to descend to the earth. Lo matar, it will not reach. Let's see the Radak pasuk chof. Lochein api v'chamasi kihem osu lahachiseni, because they have angered me. They have done sins that have angered Hashem. Yakas yochol v'yafachemo, and anger. Therefore, these things. I'm not exactly sure the precise translation of the words here, but it basically means that the Shmarach is going to respond in kind with two different forms of anger called kas and chema. Va'amar niteches l'roiv mirutzasa l'voy aleihem kedaver hanitoch. That's what we explained before. A lot of the radaks are unbelievable. Some of the radaks, they really lay out unbelievable yesodas. And here he just says that I stole it from him, this idea. And what's the significance, the symbolic significance of the word itaches? It means it is easy. Liquid flows. Liquid moves. It goes even to places that you would never, solids cannot reach. And it means that the anger is going to go, it's going to flow, it's going to be easy for Hashem to punish man. Now he goes into a bit of grammar. There is a suf at the end, which is Lashon Nekeva. The Zohar Gam Kein Af. The word Af is Lashon Zohar. So it appears that we have a contradiction in terms, in forms. It should say Af Nitach, not Af Niteches. Ahine api v'chamosi niteches. It should say api v'af v'chema nitach. How come we're mixing api? Api is masculine. Shulosh zohar. So he says it's not a problem. Grammar has never held us back. Grammar has never been a problem for us in Tanakh. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's a problem in yeshiva, but it's not been a problem in Tanakh to hold us back. What? Yeshiva Flapash. Okay, Yeshiva Flapash, they have students there who are masters in Tanakh. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was visiting my brother, so my niece, so she was studying this thick textbook. She was having an exam on Dikduk. And this is heavy duty stuff. Really, really, really difficult. These are the Beis Yaakov, these are the Haredi schools. So not just because in America we are ignorant, does not mean that the whole world shares our sickness. Okay, Av Shu Loshon Zohar Ki Kein Hu Derech Loshon HaKodesh Lo Yod Zohar Apoyel Im Hashem HaNekeva. It's not a problem. Sometimes we have a combination of terms. Im Hashem HaNekeva Bo Yeh Rishon Oy Acheron, and he gives different examples. Vat Daber Miriam Vi Aaron. So here,
what? One is male, one is female, and uses the female.
We have two nouns, Miriam and Aaron, and who do we have? We selected Miriam, the Tav Vat Tidaber, the feminine form. We've chose sides, Miriam. Another example, Vat Tichtov, Esam Al Kavas V'Chal Umordechai HaYehudi. Vat Tichtov, L'Shoin Nikeva. Why is in the Keva? There are two nouns. There is Mordechai and there is Esther. We've selected Esther. Vatoichal he.
We always go to the one.
The first one. Vatoichal he vohu. So here again, Vatoichal consumed she and him. Gorei ve si ve am hosai. Gore, the strangers of a Sive Amhosai, that's a ger, is a masculine. Amhosai is the feminine. Lazor Tachshivuni. Tachshivuni is the feminine form. So here, it's going back.
What? One that's closest.
The one that's closest. Now, how that does not help us in this pasuk. Because in this pasuk, Chema is feminine, Chamosi is feminine, Af is masculine. And it says, no, it does help us. Nitechas, it does. Nitechas, it's the closest one. Nitechas is feminine, so it's closest, so it follows really the last example. The last example it follows. Okay, so we learned a little diktik over here today. Okay, so sometimes we can extract some diktik. Uvara, Omar, Bara, Vlozochar, Esh. Bara, it's self-understood. You don't have to say every word. It's self-understood. The Bara means that there's fire. Mefisha, Chema, Inyin, Chalimus, because Chema always connotes heat. V'teva ho'eish asher ba'odem moilid ha'kas v'achema, it's the nature of fire that is in man. When a person gets his blood pressure goes up. When his body heat rises, that is accompanied by anger. When a person gets angry, I guess his temperature goes up. That's what it seems to say over here. Okay, he's just giving it, he's going to the basics. You're right, 100% correct.
Someone added it.
Okay, so this concludes Pasuk Chaf. Let's go down now. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Now we begin a new thing. Now this is very significant. This section is the Haftorah of Parashas Tzav. Parashas Tzav, we don't always lay in this Haftorah. Because Parashas Tzav becomes commonly Shabbos HaGadol, or it could also be other things. Always Shabbos HaGadol?
Unless it's a leap year.
And then leap year, then we do lay in it, right? Leap year,
you have Parashas.
It could be Parashas Zohar.
Parashas Zohar, Parashas Chodesh.
No, it can't be.
It could be a Chodesh. Okay, it can be Parashas. Parashas Tzav does not always get its Haftorah.
Zohar.
Doesn't always get it, but occasionally when it does get the Haftarah, this is the official Haftarah for Parashas Tzav. And we have to uncover it. We have to really spend some time uncovering. A lot of Svarim really, in the last couple of years, many Svarim have come out on the Haftarahs. It's a new phenomenon. People are it is a renaissance. People are coming to really study Tanakh and get a better grasp of Tanakh, especially as it relates to the Parashah. And so I only have one sefer really on this, but I know there are other svarim. There's another sefer I went through. It's very simple. It just really goes to the pshat. I went through yesterday, but there's another sefer that has more ideas. But on our own, we can sometimes just try to extract the deeper meaning of the connection of the haftarah and the parashah. So here we begin the haftarah of Parashat Tzav. It's not only one shot, it skips around, which is very common in Haftorahs, that the Haftorah begins a certain section, and then it skips psukim here and there. So here as well, the Parashat Tzav, it begins with the end of Perek Zayin, and then it skips around in Perek Ches. So we'll see. But here we'll say, Koyam Hashem, Tzavakai Selokei Yishol, Oilo Seichem, Sifu Al Zivcheichem. Now the word Sifu, we're going to translate for the moment to add. Hashem is saying, I want you to add your oilos to your zivcheichem. Zivcheichem here means your carbon shlomim. There are many types of carbonos. There's going to be a beautiful radak. There's a carbon chatos, a carbon asham. But we're focusing specifically, match up your carbon oilo with your carbon shlomim. V'ichlu vasar, and eat meat. Now what does this pasuk mean? So here we are being introduced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has personality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being sarcastic, which in itself is very interesting, because if you really want, you can really maneuver the psukim, and you can do that as here in this pasuk as well. Is sarcasm is the invention of man. It's not something where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make jokes. Do we find in Tanakh Hashem making jokes? Try to find. Do we? Jokes.
Irony,
okay, irony, but what about being sarcastic?
Well, here he's sarcastic. See, you can take your carbon oil and eat it. That's
basically. No, he's saying, why? What are you wasting all this good meat? The carbon oil is completely burnt.
Yeah.
A carbon shlomim, part of it goes to Hashem, and part of it goes for you. Hashem says, you know, the oil is, what do you have to waste all the meat and burning it to me? you also should eat it a little bit. Take it for yourself as well. Because anyway, it's nonsense. I'm not going to accept it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being sarcastic. Don't take that for granted. That's something which is very interesting, because as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he speaks to Nevi'im, he doesn't necessarily lower himself to our level of attitude. It's you're really diminishing a Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks in a sarcastic form. Now we live in a world today where a politician has to make jokes and has to compliment. Even Rabbanim have to do this today. You know, you have to talk down. You talk down to your crowd. But you go back years ago, dignified Rabbanim, even dignified politicians, did not stoop to the lowest common denominator in the room and speak their language and speak in terms being sarcastic and jokes and petty talk. Here, if you learn the pasuk in this way, which the way I just translated, that's really what we're doing in a certain way. Kadosh Baruch Hu is being sarcastic. Oh, you bring me a carbon shlomim? Yeah, okay, that I like. You bring me oilus? Yeah, you know, it's a waste. It's a waste. It's a waste for the meat. You might as well go and bring it as a carbon shlomim. Part of it will come for me. Part of it will go for you. You shouldn't waste all of this meat. That's very interesting, to ascribe sarcasm to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, yeah?
It's only the Navi, because the Navi interprets the word that he got.
The fact that Yirmiyah ain't a chinami, you're right, it's Yirmiyah, he's not Moshe, it's not Asplakmarya Hami'ira, it's not an exact message, but the fact that Yirmiyah would do this, is indicative that he understands the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be sarcastic. And the reason why I say this is because you don't have to interpret the pasuk in this way. And in fact, the Malbum says the word Sifu, I translate Sifu, means to add. We'll see all the Mefarshim in detail in a moment. Add Oilois to Shlomim. Sifu can also mean bring an end. Bring an end. Sorry. Hashem is making a very simple statement. I want this to come to an end. It's a very raw statement. Sifu al zivchechem, olosechem, sifu al zivchechem. Bring an end to your olosechem, sifu, shall come to an end, al zivchechem, together with your sacrifices. In other words, don't bring this to me, and instead, the ichlu vasar, eat the meat, keep it for yourself. It's also a little bit sarcastic. It's also a little bit sarcastic. I think
this week's parsha, you have something like that too.
Yeah.
The slav,
yeah.
Yeah, you want meat out of the
chodesh until it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not. It's a different. It's true. But it's not as. This is more. There's more flavor in this pasuk. Okay, and just something to think about. It's something to think about because I mean, you know, we were brainwashed. We're used to everything already. But when you step back and you think of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is not a man. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not stoop to our level, and yet it's been done over here to some degree in this pasuk. All right, let's go read a few pasukim together. We'll come back to the more detail. Kilo dibarti. Now here is another major theme which we're going to have to discuss. Kilo dibarti es avoseichem. I never commanded your forefathers to offer me sacrifices. Excuse me. Velotzi v'sim biyom hoitzii oisami eretz mitzrayim. I never spoke about sacrifices. I never commanded them. Now notice, this is really why it's the haftarah of Parashas Tzav. So that's the key word. I mean, there are hundreds of interpretations of what is the connection between this section and the Haftarah Parashas Tzav, but here it says, V'loy tzivi sim. I never commanded that they should bring sacrifices biyom on the day chotzi'i oisame eretz mitzrayim. I never commanded them on the day when I took them out of Egypt, al divrei, concerning matters of oilah, Vozovach, of burnt offerings and the carbon shlam. Now you ask me a question, that's not true. The Yitzias Mitzrayim was all based upon the carbon Pesach. Pesach.
Also that,
but it says Tavdun
is Shem
al-Aura. No, that then Tavdun was the Torah. The tavnis lati means to serve Hashem to the fulfillment of observing the Torah does not mean to bring korbanos. I don't think the Farshim said you're going to bring the they brought zvachim. It's true. The nare b'nei Yisrael. But that's not what the pasuk means. Tavnis lati malar zeh.
Rabbeinu even told Paroi, we need the
sacrifices. You're making a good point. Okay, but I think it's a good point. Yes, but the major point is the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach. I mean, that is the carbon that we commemorate every single year. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Korban Pesach. Okay, so we have to get back to the symbol.
Which is a form of shlomim.
A form of shlomim, exactly. So what is going on over here?
There is no Ola.
There is no right, but it says Ola Vozovach. It says here two things. I did not command you. So you're saying, so this is a question which has to be dealt with, and the Radak will deal with this in a moment, but just on a very simple level, you said that it's a carbon zovach, it's typically referred to as a carbon shlomim. A carbon pesach is not a shlomim, it's a carbon toida, according to many commentators. And the proof is, the carbon pesach is accompanied by matzah. Al matzah it's umirorim yochluhu, and the only one of the karbonos that is accompanied by bread is the karbon toida. And some in fact learn that's the manishtana. Shebechol halelos anu echlim chometz umatzah, halayla hazeh kuloi matzah. When you bring a karbon toida, 30 breads, it is accompanied by 40 breads, 30 of which are matzah, and 10 are chometz. So shebechol halelos, every night of the year when we offer a karbon toida to Hashem for a miracle that He has done for us, or something good that we have to give toida, anu oichlim chometz umatzah. 30 breads are, as the Chasam Sofer says this, are matzah. What? It means any time Laila is a code for a golos. Laila tukufa of darkness. It's a drush. It's a drush of the Chasam Sofer. Yeah. It's a drush. It's not ayin pan mutara. Halayla hazeh. Tonight we're thanking Hashem for taking us out of the ultimate Laila of Mitzrayim, and yet it does not follow the rules of carbon toid. It's kuloi matzah. There should be chametz because that's the rule of carbon toid. So that's an answer that you can't ask me kasha carbon pesach because carbon pesach is not a zavach. It's not a carbon shlamim. It is a carbon toid.
But even the toida is a form of shlamim.
That you can debate. That's something which is not so simple. That's not so simple. Maybe not. Okay. Now another popular answer is that the Korban Pesach is a rejection of Avodah Zarah. The Korban Pesach was the idol of the Egyptians. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to offer Korban Pesach, it's a different type of Korban. The Korbanos of the Yehidah, they're bringing Korbanos to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asay sur meira va'asay tov. I never told you to bring sacrifices of asay tov to come. It's true, and I took you out of Mitzrayim, I told you to bring a sacrifice of Korban Pesach. But the primary goal of the Korban Pesach was a rejection of the ideology of Egypt. It is the idol of Egypt, the Seh, Zivku, Mishku Kuchulchem has Soin Meshachatu HaPosach, and slaughter, reject their ideology. Okay, that's one. Now, Radak is a little more elaborate, has other answers which we'll come to in a few moments, but let's just run through the Pesuk a little bit more. Ki im Pasuk Chav Gimel, ki im es hadavar hazeh sivisi. Again, notice the word sivisi appears over and over. This is what I have commanded our son Lamar, Shemuvi Kali. What I've commanded Klal Yisrael on the day I took you out of Mitzrayim is to listen to my voice. V'hoyisi lochem leilo kim, I will be your God. V'atem tihiyu li lom v'halachtem, and you should travel. You shall go walk b'chol haderech asher atzave eschem leman yitav lochem, so that it shall be good for you. But v'loy shamu. Now here there are four different expressions. Really three. V'loy shamu. You did not listen. V'loy hitu es oznam. You did not turn your ear. V'yelchu. You went bimo etzos. You went after your own ideas, your own counsel. Instead of listening to the advice of the prophets, you followed your own corrupt ideas. Bishrirus libam. Bishrirus means to see. You followed after whatever your heart saw. Blesosudu Acharei levavchem v'acharei einichem asheratem zonim achareihem hora v'ahiriyu le'ochor. You've gone backwards. V'loy lefonim. You've not gone forward. So let's just discuss this before we come back to the Mefarshim. There are three terms. The Mefarshim is a beautiful idea over here in the Art Scroll. He brings from... He doesn't even give it. I don't think even the Alshach. Okay, he brings from the Alshach, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the Alshach explains that there's a progressive decline. First, in the good old days, they at least gave the prophets respect. When a prophet showed up at your front door and had a message to you, you gave him at least your attention. You opened the door and you looked at him. Problem was, you did not listen to his advice. When the prophet came back a second time, v'loy hi tu es ozam, you did not even open up the door. When he was knocking on the door, you did not even turn your ear. You did not even give him the respect of looking at him when he spoke to you. And then, things got even worse. V'yelchu b'mo etzos. Then, instead of listening to his advice, you followed your own advice. So there is a progressive decline here, and that's why it's in these there appear there's different expressions. It started out, you looked at him, you just didn't listen, then you didn't even look at him, and then worse, you went somewhere else. You went somewhere else where you can follow your own advice, your own ideas. Now this is very powerful. He has a beautiful idea over here. He brings this down from Rav Breuer. Rav Breuer from Washington Heights, and of Mendel Hirsch. Okay, this is from the Yekas, and they explain that today the Umos Ha'olam, and for that matter, some segments of Klal Yisrael are always telling us it's time to move forward in life, and the way to move forward is to abandon your ancient backwards customs. If you want to go forward, don't continue doing the customs that you're doing until now. You have these mitzvos which appear to be ancient and outdated. It's not. The times have changed. The world is a different world. We live in a modern, sophisticated world, and we do things in this world different. Get with the program. Move forward. Don't go backwards to these old, ancient, outdated customs. So the Pasuk over here is telling you it's just the opposite. By going forward and abandoning your customs, your mitzvos, your minhagim, what you're really doing is you're going backwards and you're not going forward. It's a beautiful expression because this is what the world is always telling us. It's time to move forward, not continue going backwards. You're backwards people. Pumfakar, the Navi says, when you take their advice and you abandon your tradition, your heritage, you're going backwards. You're not going forward. Okay, now we just finish up the Limin Hayom. All of this is morning. Limin Hayom. Asher Yotsu Avosechem Yeretz Mitzrayim Yom Hazeh. That you have this continuation that you have not listened to Hashem from time immemorial, from the day Asher Yotzu Avosechem Yeretz Mitzrayim Hazeh Voeshlach Alechem. This is a repetition we had yesterday. There's a lot of repetition. You always have to look for what is unique in each expression. I sent Alechem es kol avodai hanevi'im. Chazal tells us there were 1.2 million Nevi'im in the history of Klal Yisrael. Double the number of men who left Mitzrayim. 600,000 men left Mitzrayim. Double the Yotzei Mitzrayim were the number of Nevi'im. 1.2 million Nevi'im. Yet we only have on record 48. 48 Nevi'im are recorded in Tanakh. Why? Because their message was timeless. Their message applies, rings in our ears today. The other Nevi'im only spoke to that specific generation. Or another answer that they give over here is that the message of the 1.2 million Nevi'im can be summarized in the words of the 48 Nevi'im that are recorded in Tanakh. But it says here, Es kol avodai ha-Nevi'im, yom. Yom here means daily. A day did not go by where a prophet did not give over a message, a divine message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashkem, early in the morning. No excuses. No one can say, I was at work when the Navi gave the message. The first thing when you walked out the door of your home, the Navi was there speaking. The Nevi'im were early risers. They didn't wake up 12 o'clock and daven, then at 2 o'clock and daven shachris. They gave the message first thing in the morning, no excuses, hashkem v'shaloach, and I continuously sent. When one Navi got burnt out, or when one Navi was eliminated, he was replaced. He was replaced.
How were you supposed to know about the Nevi'im Sheker if you had so many Nevi'im?
I guess the answer is you can sense it. Even today, you can sense a faker. Okay, maybe you can see, what's the expression? You can't fool everyone all the time.
You can fool some of the people, some of them,
but you can't fool everyone. What?
Torah says also,
you have to show a sign. You have to show it. It's a metzias. Listen, we all know, eventually you get caught. Okay, you can run, but you can't hide. This is the Metzius from time immemorial. That's the way the world goes. You can sense. Everyone knows. Maybe a person gets to make a speech, know you one time, he could fool you. Eventually, you know who the real people are. All right, let's not go into politics. V'loishamu elai. Okay, next part. Pasuk chavav. V'loishamu elai. V'lohitu es aznam. They did not listen to me. V'lohitu es aznam. They did not turn their ear. Vayakchu es arpam. Again, the same progressive decline. They hardened their necks. They were not even physically able to turn around to listen to the prophets. Hey Reyu me avosam. There's a progressive decline. The later generation is worse. They are more evil than their forefathers. Their forefathers looked good compared to them. The fathers and the grandfathers were good, so they can compare it. And you have that by Amoin and Menashe and Amoin. Menashe was the most, the evil of the evil. He was the worst of the worst. Chazal said he has no chelik in Elam Haba. But he did not have the chutzpah with all of his rishis, and he gets the credit, Chazal say, for the Churban Bayis Rishon. He is the one that set Klal Yisrael down a path which was beyond return, and he's the one that really gets the credit for leading to the Churban. Yet, even with all of his rishis, he did not have the chutzpah to put an idol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He put the idols in the Beis HaMikdash in the Heichal. Omoin, he already went to the next madrego. He put an idol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. So Menashe was a tzaddik keneged Amon. At least Menashe had some degree of sensitivity to Kedusha. He would not go that far. That's what it says. Hayreyu may avoid something. Absolutely no barriers. Pasuk of Zayin, Vidibarto Alehem, Hashem now says to Yirmiah, you Yirmiah, Vidibarto Alehem is called the word Mo'ileh. You yourself know what I'm telling you is correct. You spoke, or in this form of means, you shall speak. Vidibarto Alehem, you shall tell them. Eskol ha-devar mo'ila, and you'll know Yirmiah. V'lo yishmu eilecha, they will not listen to you. V'korasa alehem, you'll call out to them. V'lo ya'anucha, Hashem is telling Yirmiah, they're not going to answer you. V'yamarta alehem u'mapasik, and then we'll go review all the mafarshim. V'yamarta alehem. Now this is a very frightening thing. What it says here, something new. This is a nation that did not listen in the voice of Hashem their God. That basically means Hashem is not calling them His people anymore. Hashem is referring them as a nation like the other nations. Hashem is a connotation that Hashem is distancing Himself from Klal Yisrael. You're not my people anymore. You're not my nation. You're just one of many nations that does not hearken to the words of Hashem. Hashem, Bladlachu Musar, Avda Ho Emuna, faith is lost, Vidnichrsa Mipihem, no one is willing. In fact, the Gemara derives from this pasuk that one of the reasons why the Bayis was destroyed, Pasku, they stopped saying Amen. people, when people made a bracha, they were not, it wasn't kedai, it wasn't worthy of them to say amen. Amen is kel melech neman. They did not respond to brachas of amen. And therefore, we actually have that in the kinois. In the kinois, it says we contrast the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. At the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael said, Naseh v'nishma. And at the time of the Chorban, they did not want to respond even amen. And where does that come from? It comes from this pasuk. Where did the kinos derive this idea? Naseh v'nishma, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah, and they sunk to a level not even wanting to answer amen. This pasuk, Avda ha'emuna, emuna, amen is an expression of emuna. Kel melech neman, emuna. Avda ha'emuna, emuna was lost. It was cut off from their mouth. They did not bother to answer amen to a bracha. Now, before we go back, I just want to present us one more idea that there's a beautiful silver lining in this pasuk. Every time there's teichacha, there's always hidden blessings or hidden hope. Hope in a klala, and the commentators take note that it says here, avda. Emuna is not destroyed. It's not ovad. The pasuk could have said ovad ho'emuna. Ovad means it's destroyed, or some other expression that would fit into that idea. It is ovda. It's lost. It's like a mitzia. If you lose something on the subway, there's a lost and found. Even New York City has a lost and found department. It's lost. And if it's lost, just launch an investigation. Just go from person to person and ask questions, and maybe you'll get lucky, you will find it. So even though Klal Yisrael have stooped to the lowest of low, it's the emuna is not lost from Klal Yisrael. The pintel yid is always there. Even in the darkest of situations, a person, if he looks for it, he'll be able to recover a spark of emuna. It's a beautiful hidden blessing that is alluded to here at the conclusion of these very harsh words of Musar. Yeah?
Tzivisi and Atzavri.
Yes, let's go back to that, right?
Tzivisi is the when you got the Torah, they listened to everything. Atzavri is going to be progressive during the centuries as things change. And Hashem is going to say something. Are the people doing wrong from TVC or Atzava?
I'm not sure I understand.
Are they doing the evil from this man from the very beginning?
They're not following. We're going back to Parsha Saf. You're referring to Parsha Saf.
I'm trying to differentiate between TVC, which is the very beginning, and when is that Safed? It means the future. I will
command.
What is he going to command? What's Hakadosh Baruch Hu going to command? He's going to be progressive. Say times have changed. This is the way you should be, or what?
Hashem is just complaining. My desire was when I gave them korbanos. It's not about the korban. It's about doing Hashem's will. You missed the point of the tzivut. Parshas Tzav is the parsh in Chumash VaYikra, if I'm not mistaken, has the most korbanos. Okay, Parshat Tzav VaYikra presents the basic korbanos, but Parshat Tzav goes into the most detail of all of the various korbanos. So Parshat Tzav begins with a tzivut, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael, and here the Haftarah very, very powerfully says, you missed the whole, don't make a mistake, don't think that when I said Tzav, to bring korbanos, that's the only thing Hashem wants. Hashem wants animals to be sacrificed and brought up on the Mizbeach. Hashem says, lo tzivisi, korbanos, it was never my kavana, you should bring korbanos, period. We'll discuss that in a few moments. And even when you bring korbanos, the command was not the korban. The command was to humble yourself, to do tshuva. The animal is just icing on the cake. That's not the ikar. So this haftarah is a very powerful counterbalance to Parshas Tzav. You read Parshas Tzav and you read about carbon, this carbon, that carbon, all the various carbonas. You can be misled in the thing that Hashem just wants carbonas. We read the Haftarah.
Karbanos. Who needs your karbanos? Take your karbanos, eat it for yourself. I don't need your karbanos. I never commanded you to bring karbanos. I never wanted karbanos to begin with. Animal cruelty. What do I need this for? The reason why you have karbanos is a necessary evil. The ikar is you have to serve, you have to listen to Hashem's words. You have to humble yourself. Okay, let's see the Mefarshim, and we'll go through it again. We'll come to more ideas. Pasuk Chaf Aleph in the Mitzudos Tavid. We'll go through all these talking together. Oilos Seichem Sifu. Ha'oilos. The sacrifice Shatem Abim Hashem Okulam Kolil Hosifu Oisam Al Zifre Shalmeichem. Okay, the sacrifice that are completely burned. You know what? Hashem is being sarcastic. Just add it to your Shlamim. V'ichlu HaBasar. What's the message? Ritzayne Loimar Hoyel Ve'ena Ha'oilos Through the Rasul Lefanai Lama Tafsidu HaBasar. It's Bal Tashchis. It's Bal Tashchis. Why waste good meat? Do you know how much a carbon costs? It's good money to go bring a carbon oil. Why waste good meat? You might as well eat it, because anyway, Hashem says, I do not derive any pleasure. Next, Kilo Dibarti, B'yom Shoetzeisim Mimitzrayim, Loi Dibarti Imohem Al Dvar Ho'il V'Zevach, Oz, Al Dvar Ho'il V'Zevach, V'im Ho'yo Iker Ho'itzo B'avur Havos HaRakabonos, Ki B'zeh HaKol Toluy, V'im Ho'yo Iker Ho'it, if it was true, I think it's a rhetorical question. He's saying one more time, if it's really true, like you think, that the ikor, the main thing Hashem wants from us is to bring sacrifices, don't you think I would have commanded you about all the sacrifices on the day that I took you out of Mitzrayim? No such thing. Sacrifices did not come into the Torah until after the Chet HaEgel. Sacrifice, with the exception of the carbon, the Radaks can elaborate a lot more on this, but Mitzudos of you is saying that if it's really true that you think that's the Yikra, I would have told you about the mitzvah of Karbanos much, much earlier in your redemption. Since I did not, until much, much later on, it goes to show that this was never the Ikar. Okay, next. Pasuk of Gimel. Kiim, what Hashem wants is to listen. Shimu b'koyli, rak hadav hazesh tzivisim oz. Shimu b'koyli, masha kosov, kmo she kosov, yatoim shmo tishmu b'kol Hashem, pasun shmoz, v'im kein zeo ikor, v'havos hakabonos hi ke'echon b'kol ha-mitzvah, it's just another mitzvah, she'ein nachas bohem b'zula shmoya b'kol Hashem. Hashem does not derive pleasure from a carbon unless it is accompanied with humility, with listening to Hashem. Hashem says, I will directly bestow blessing upon you without any middleman. Hashem says, I do not derive any benefit. We had this yesterday. I do not derive any benefit from this. It's all for your benefit. But you did not listen. Even the Yotzei Mitzrayim did not listen. They worshipped the Egel. They sent Meraglim, and they spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. They complained about the Man. They complained about the Be'er. They did 10 times in the desert did the Klal Yisrael challenge Hashem. B'mo Eitzos, B'atzosam, in their council, Ma Sheher Elohem Libam Hara, they did whatever they wanted. They did not follow Hashem's ways. They walked backwards. Instead of moving forward, they went backwards. They progressively got worse. They did not become better. It's a continuous decline. I send you prophets early in the morning. This generation is not listening. It's an expression. Their necks are stiff. have a stiff shoulder, a chas shalom, it's a real pain. You can't even move. You can't move your neck. Miskoshe or parma ad sheyev shulochem lahachzir haponim mul hamokom. You cannot turn towards Hashem. The achaz b'mashul miben adam lachaveroi. This is a mashul she'ena roitzel lahachzir haponim mul chavero l'shmoya devarav. It's disrespectful. You do not want to give a person the attention. Hey Reu, they acted even worse than their predecessors. Also, Rose Od Yoser May Avol, some worse than their forefathers. Pasuch of Zayin, Vidibarta. Now, who is speaking? So Mitzudas emphasizes Hashem here is speaking to Yirmiyah. Mi Omar El Mi. Amar Hashem li Yirmiyahu kasher tadaber alehem es kol adam mo'ila yodati asher lo yishmu lecha. I know that I'm wasting my time. They're not going to listen to the yivruchu lohem. They're going to run away. The imtikra alehem yodati asher lo yanu lach. If you're going to call out to them, they're not going to answer. The amart alehem, and then when they run away, you shall say to them, Ostam alehem ze hagoy ritzon aloymar ein ele. Here is very harsh words, very frightening words. Ein ele mibnei Yisrael. These people are not my people anymore. Asher shamu dvar Hashem b'Sinai, ela ki'ilu. It's as if these people never received the Torah. Ki'ilu asher lo shamu b'kol Hashem, uchi'ilu lo lamdu me'olam Musar. They never learned Musar. I told you from Yechezkel Levenstein, he told someone not to do a shidduch unless he knows for sure that the chassan learns Musar at least 10 minutes a day. And even though the boy had this spectacular reputation as being a masmid and a bal midos, he refused to give a bracha because they could not confirm that the boy learned Musar at least 10 minutes a day. So Baruch Hashem, we all learn Musar here. The biggest Musar is Nevi'im. So Baruch Hashem, we learn Musar, a little Musar.
Did they get married?
What?
Did they get married?
Did the Baruch get married? I don't know the end of the story. I don't know. Avdo Emunah. Emunah Sakel Avdo Mili Boisam. Okay, the Emunah of Hashem has been lost from their hearts. Vagam and Nichrusam EPM that's been cut off from their mouth. Below Yisku Ba. And it's not mentioned. Like we mentioned, it's Mamash Tekinois. Veloy Anu Amen. They would say Nasa, the contrast, Nasa v'nishma, and now they've sunk into a low, they will not mention Hashem's faith. Okay, let's now go back and see Rashi. Rashi, going back to Pasuk Chof Aleph. Eloi Seichem, Sha'atem Akrivim Kolil Kolil. This Eloi's that are completely burnt. Hashem here is being sarcastic. Toiv Lochem, She'toisifu Oysam Al Shalmeichem. You might as well go and bring it with you together with the shlamim, v'takrivu oisam shlamim, v'toichlu habasar. Eat the meat. You might as well get some benefit out of this. Why? Sheharei einam mikubolois lefonai. It's not acceptable before me. V'lama tafsidum. Why waste it? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch is also, Hashem was a member, a card-carrying member of Pita. That's what it says. What are you torturing my animals and wasting the meat?
The way Rashi seems to indicate is he's saying, bring them a shlomo. Don't bother bringing them a zolos.
So
Suda's saying, don't bother bringing them at all.
Oh, is that what he's saying? I picked it up. Old Sam, Ha'ulah Shatem Mavim Shem Makolom Lakolom Hesivosam Al Zivcha Shalom Ba'ech Avinu Ve'ichlu Basa. He says also, Ichlu Mitzudas. Eat the Basa. Ritzena Ha'ulah Ve'ein Ha'ulahs L'Ratzim L'Fanai Lama Tavsidu HaBasa. I think it's the same thing. You might as well eat it. It's sarcasm. What? Eat it. Don't waste the meat. Next Rashi. Pasuk HaBeis. B'yoy Matzitzi Yosam Tichilas Tenai. Now here we have some very precise words. The original condition. Hashem took us out of Egypt. There were conditions attached. We had to sign the dotted line. The dotted line was Naseh V'Nishma. But it was not in the dotted line to bring korbanos. That was not part of our original agreement. Techilas tenai lo haisa ela im shemoya tishmu b'koyli. Unless you listen to my voice, u'shmartim eskuisivi yisam litzugulim b'kol amim. In Shemos Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Hey, there was no mention in Menachem Baruch Hu when Moshe was the intermediary in negotiating the release of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim that Hashem is only going to release you, save you, if you offer sacrifices. That was not part of the deal. You never signed on the dotted line for that. So therefore, what are you making a mistake now and think that this has become
become the Iker. Bishrius libam, bimare libam, kemo ashurenu. The word bishrius means to see. The heart sees. The heart has eyes. Losh nashurenu, v'loikarov, I see it, but not now. They say that each, they say that this is something which has been discovered in recent times, that they say in that every limb has all of the limbs. In other words, the ears have also eyes. The eyes have ears. We don't see it because the most overwhelming feature of the ear is to listen. But in the ear there's also an eye. In the eye there's also a nose. It also smells. But we don't. And the proof is v'chol ha'am royim es ha'kolos. They saw. In the ear, and they say, scientists say today that you see this is stem cell research. They actually acknowledge this. Is that theoretically you can take a cell from any part of the body, you can take a cell from the theoretically from the ear, and you can use that to reproduce eyes, to recreate a replacement eye. You can take a cell from the eye, and in the eye you just have to know what to pluck. You can create any organ you want, because every organ has all of the organs in it. And that's, they say this parallels the mitzvahs. In every single mitzvah, you really have elements of every mitzvah, all tayag mitzvahs. It's just that one is the main mitzvah. Okay, but over here it says, Yoim the Shrius means that your heart also can see. Yoim Hashkein Vishaloyach, Mida Yom Yomo Hashkein Vishaloyach, Hashem sent prophets daily and early in the morning. Next, okay, now we go to the Radak. The Radak, some beautiful Radaks. Starting Pasuk Chavez. The Radak begins with a precise translation of Pasuk Chafal of Chayim Hashem Tzavokos. Zohar Ha'oilois, we're going to focus on Oilos Shehem Kalil, which are completely consumed. The Zohar Hazvachim Shehem Hashlamim. Shemehem Yochlu Habalim Basar. Shlamim is something which the Baalim eat. Now, why did the Pasuk not mention a carbon chatos and a carbon asham? That's the symbol, because that's exactly the point here. The people are not willing to confess that they have done anything wrong. They did not confess that they were sinners and they did not do teshuva. Also, the ein alamezed carbon. So therefore, people at this point in time, they only brought two different types of korbanos. Oilois and shlamim. I'm a tzaddik. And the fact that the Gemara mentions that when a person brought a carbon chatos, it's hard for us to appreciate this, you were looking behind your back. No one should see. It was very embarrassing. You come to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring a carbon chatos, It can destroy all the shidduchim for your children. Who would want to be meshanech with this fellow? He was mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg. He ate chalev. So it's an accident. What do you mean it's an accident? What were you doing in the restaurant to begin with? How did it come that you were mechal Shabbos? You don't go to Daf Yomi. You don't learn Hilcha Shabbos. You don't know the halachas. The Gemara talks on. The Gemara in fact talks on certain korbanos you could bring with a tail. I don't remember all the details, that giving a female in order not to embarrass the person, because if it has a tail, it would cover up the avarim, and people could assume you're bringing a different type, you're bringing a carbon that's not a chatos. I don't remember all the details, but you see from the Gemara very clearly is that it was a shameful thing to bring in the Beis HaMikdash a carbon chatos or a carbon asham, because it's a public place and it's humiliating for people to become aware that you have sin. Just because you think no one is watching, don't worry, there's always someone watching. And word will get out, it will spread back to your hometown, so and so was in the Beis HaMikdash, he brought a carbon chatas. Okay, let's go further.
Oh, you have a similar thing by engagement. Get over there.
Aha, okay, interesting. The Zohar has Vachim Shem Hashem, one more time. People would only bring these two types of korbanos. Oilos, I'm a tzaddik. I bring a carbon oil to Hashem. The Hashlam, how you mevim lech basa, basa, you want even holy meat. But I didn't do an avera. In Hera Ospimase, Mavoidas Rakel, they're showing that they serve Hashem. the Omar, Hashem here responds, and Hashem says, you bunch of fakers, I don't need this from you. Like it says in Vayikra, it's not the Iker. Lufanai oilois uzvachim gam kein lo yi l'ratzon. Likewise, your oilois and your zvachim are not going to be acceptable to me. Okay, now what does it mean sifu? So we explain sifu means to add. You might as well add your oilois to the pile, the animals that you have set aside to bring as oilois. Add this animal to the section, to the pile of animals that you're planning on bringing as a karbon shalamim. Why waste good meat? Anyway, I don't accept it. So the word sifu means to add. Inyan toisefes. And he says here there are two words which mean the same thing, which come from shnei shoroshim binyan echa. There are two shoroshim. What are the two shoroshim? Yud samach pei and samach pei hei. Yosof v'sofa. These two words are the same. Okay, a shorish, according to some, can even have two letters. Samach pei. So here you have a samach pei. You have either a yud in front of it or a hey at the end, which means to add. To add. V'chein, another example, another pasuk in Yeshay, the similar thing, the same theme. There's a lot of overlap. Sifos chatos al chatos. That's a different idea. Sifos means add one chatos al chatos. It's used there, lispos o, to add further in Bamidbar. The Efshar Gamkein Sifu Mishoresh Yosof B'Shekel Shabo. He's just explaining the same idea. Shabo Redu. Oh no, Redu means to descend. So Redu there means maybe that's referring to what the Malbum says. Well, let's just read. I'm not sure what this means. Let's just read the next words. Tehatzivui hazeh enoi lemitzvah ritzoinis. This is not a good command, but it's a sarcastic command. Ritzoinis means pleasant. This is not. This is a term of lemitzvah ritzoinis. It's not a pleasant statement. Instead, this is a sarcastic statement. El lekabul chavera aseh ma shetaseh ki lo yo ilcha. It's not going to make a difference. You want to do it. It's you're wasting your time. You might as well go and do something different, because anyway, whatever you're doing has no value. And as we mentioned, according to the Malbim, the word sifu has come from a different shorish. It means to come to an end. Come to an end, to cease, to desist. Sof. Sof. Sifu al zivchechem. Eloseichem sifu al zivchechem. Bring an end to your oilois, together with bringing an end to your zvachim. Don't bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, period. Bring it to the slaughterhouse in Pennsylvania, and there, sacrifice there, slaughter it, and eat basar chulin. Okay, so I think it has a little difference, because according to the parish of the Mitzudos, and Rashi and the Radak, Hashem is being sarcastic and saying, don't bring oilois, bring shlamim. And the truth is, Hashem doesn't want the shlamim either, because the korban is not l'ratzon, it's not l'ratzon. According to the Malbim, Hashem is saying, don't bring korbanos, period. Bring besar chulin. Go, empire. What do you need to go to the Beis HaMikdash? Go to the supermarket and buy yourself somewhat. What do you need this for altogether? Kilo you ilcha. Okay, next radak. Okay, now this radak here really. This radak only birds, only poultry. Now we go to this. Now this radak is beautiful. It's very sadistic, very sadistic radak. Let's go through it. Kilo dibarti biyomotzei siyosam yaretz v'shaim. Yesh mefarshim kihi hamitzvah harishayna. We're referring over here the very first command that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael. When did Hashem give the first command to Klal Yisrael? In Morah. And what did Hashem command in Morah? Kibud Avoim and Shabbos. Why didn't Hashem command in Morah about korbanos? Obviously, it's not important. Yesh b'farshim hiki amitzah rishayna v'humash etzivah osam b'morah shenem aboy sham v'er som lo chok u mishpat v'humash amar v'sein zachon l'vracha Shabbos
The dinin shamos also lum bechoshen mishpat b'mara ifkay, and also keep it away. For leitziva al da dvar oila oy zavach, there is no mention in mara of korbanos. Period. That's one interpretation. Here's the first came gam. Another explanation. Ki ikar hamitzvah lohaya al divar oila v'zavach el shimu b'koyli v'yisam li'la'am u'v'zeh hatnai nasan lachem atayra. That's what Rashi said. He's just paraphrasing Rashi. The ein b'chol aseres. Next thing. What about the Aseres Hadibros? Nase v'nishma. In the Aseres Hadibros, is there any hint of Korbanos? No. Obviously, it's not an Ikar. V'ein b'chol Aseres Hadibros shehein b'klal ha-toyro kula zecher of any reference of a oil of a zevach. Next point. V'af kishidaber ala kamonis letziv lochem shikavu karbon. No, the third point. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chumash, beginning of Vayikra, when Hashem said debir karbonis, Hashem did not say, I'm giving you a command. The expression is Adam ki yakriv mikem kam. If you shall happen in yasem midaitoi, if it happens to be that a person wants to come close to Hashem and he brings a karbon, so be it. But am I demanding you bring korbanos? Absolutely not. It's not a tzivoy. This really explains Parsha Saf. Parsha Saf is the haftarah of Parsha Saf. Parsha Saf is Tzav es b'nei Yisrael. The haftarah here is coming to warn us: don't take Tzav es b'nei, don't take the word Saf literally. Literally, because it goes on to say, I never really commanded this. The Ikra Pasik is what it says in Chumash Parshas Vayikra, Adam ki yakrev mikem karbon, and therefore the Tzavis Aaron has to be understood. The Korbanos in Parshas Tzav are not commands, it's just if you happen to bring, then you bring. Now the question, what about the Korban Tamid? Every single day we have a carbon tablet. So here is another important insight of the Radak. The atmidim shetziv b'chem l'chul l'chvor habayis. This is the insight. The carb to the tmidim umusafim are not korbanos for individuals. These are korbanos for the kavod of the bayis of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not for the individuals. Chul l'chvor habayis. The insight from the Radak. V'hoyu boim l'tzibur. Aval yechidim. There's no such thing in the Torah as a yochid being commanded to bring a karbon. Leitziva lahakrif karbon kimo shetziva liyechidim lasois mishpat v'shar hamitzvos. There's a fundamental difference between tarjag in the tarjag mitzvos, between mitzvos and karbonos. Even though karbonos are part of the tarjag mitzvos, but it's in a different league. There is no demand that a yochid bring a karbon. If a person happens to be in a certain situation, then he brings a karbon. Or if a person wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's no active command. Unlike the other mitzvahs, there's an active demand that you do. Or v'tziva b'sreifas, there's a command b'sreifas hoimurim l'hashiv hachaytei elibo, to force the sinner to contemplate what he has done, l'chof hatavos hamehemios, to conquer his animalistic drives, l'fi she'toldosam mechele v'dam, because a person's animal desires come from the fact that he is a product of fat and blood, v'yihye nizo shalo yihye shoygeg b'mitzvah, kol shekein b'mezit. V'atamidim gam b'binyan habayis la'avoida, and the tamidim are also for the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash. Ev sheshu kmo shekasav Moritz Tzedek Rabbeinu Moshe Zichrono Livracha lahatik hadeos hazaros ubinyan haheicholos shahoyu l'shem akum, who is now referring to the Rambam. So he's coming over here, he's telling us over here in a very controversial yisod. According to the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that the only reason why Hashem has commanded us to bring korbanos is in order to give us an outlet of Avodah Zarah, a kosher way to reject Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael were idol worshippers until the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you can't flip overnight. You can't just go from being an addict to being a tzaddik. You can't go. There has to be a process, a decompression process of healing and therapy.
Go cold turkey.
So you can't go cold turkey. So therefore, what do you have to do? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a permitted outlet for worshipping sacrifices to an Avodah Zarah. But does Hashem really ideally want us to bring Korbanos to come close to Hashem? Absolutely not. And indeed, the Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim, he quotes this pasuk as his primary source that Hashem has had absolutely no desire, period, for Korbanos. It's just a kosh aled. It's a magic explicit in the pasuk. Take the pasuk very clearly. Look at the words of the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki loit sivisim b'yoyim hotzi oisami eretz mishraim al divrei oilo vozovach. What more can you possibly need? What better makor can the Rambam have for his yisod? Korbanos is just a permissible outlet. Who strongly disagrees with the Rambam? The Ramban does know what he says very harsh words. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Proof is Adam Harishon. We have a tradition. There was no Avodah Zarah to Adam Harishon. Noach, when he came out of the Teva, there was no Avodah Zarah. And it says Vayerech Hashem Isreich Anichayach. It's an explicit pasuk. So what in the world is the Rambam saying? So many other commentators come along and they say Elu v'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. There are elements of both there. So here the Radak is coming to point out over here that element of the Rambam is really found here in this pasuk, and Hashem is coming to emphasize that you're getting carried away with yourself.
The point is that even when it says Savaro, and it's not a mitzvah to do it, if you decide Adam Ki Akriv Mikem,
that's what
rules
that's
and regulations
what,
that you have to.
That's what the Haftorah
right.
is coming to reinforce. That do not
want to do it. That's
it's
what
a counterbalance to something we would be misled. Let's get
this for the brain.
The people hold that the davening is in place of being. But the davening is
it's coming close to Hashem. Okay, the Meshech Chochma gives a very popular answer. The Meshech Chochma says that the Rambam is referring to bringing korbanos on a bamas yochid, and the Ramban is referring to bringing korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. So when you bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, there you're coming close to Hashem. But when people had this desire to bring korbanos in their backyard, that was because they were infected with the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and they needed an outlet to express themselves. So there Hashem says, so bring a korban in your backyard on a bama to Hashem. So he in Echlami, both of these ideas are correct. It's just a question of what the focus is. Okay, let's finish up. I want to finish up these psukim. Let's finish up very quickly. Kiim, almost finished. Kiim, mavurhu levlasham b'moeitzos. You followed your own counsel. Perush, and we run this very quickly because there's not that much to run over. Beitzos shalochem loy ba'atzosi. They listen to their own counsel. They did not follow my advice. Moshe perush b'shirus libam hara u'shirus perush habotas libam me'inin yoshar al anoshim to look on. People, to what your heart is looking at. V'yesh mefarshim taikif liba means an intensity. The same idea. Me'inyan shorir v'kayom, like you sign at the bottom of every ksuva. V'hakol shorir v'kayom. Everything is established. It's kedas. It's established. It means it's firm. It's firm and it is strong. B'shrius liba means in your stubbornness, your strength of. So what does it mean? That's exactly what it says. Does it mean what you want to look at? According to the first interpretation of the Radak and Rashi in the Mitzvah, it means kibir, means you follow what you're looking at. Here he's giving this new interpretation. Bishrius means shorir vikayam, the stubbornness of your heart. Next. Authority. Okay. Me'in shorir v'kayam b'dav b'divrei Rabbi Seinu zecham levracha. Okay. V'yoyin esam tirgim a third interpretation. Whole new means harhur lipon. Bish virus means the thoughts. It's different. Thoughts, what you're looking at, or the strength. Next, the hayu lachayu, going backwards, mohayu and sham shayu lachav lelufanim. So here the Radak is learning a little bit different than what we learned before. He's telling us that this is a punishment. That as a punishment for not following in Hashem's ways, Hashem is going to cause you to go backwards. Kloimar shehaya moora. They were cursed. When you're not making more money as you get older, if you're not getting a promotion, but instead you're making less money, you're getting a demotion, then that is a klal of lebracha. You're going backwards. You understand the game? that you are going backwards in my service. You're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, you're serving other gods. Pasuk Chafei Lemin Hayom Ki Bechol Dar V'Dochah Yibohan Poyshim V'Haroiv V'Roiv Hadaros Hayu Ruban Poyshim V'Sinners V'Alpi Shachayi Sima Asim Ad Tam Naal Yidei Hanavim Yoyim Kolom Yom Yom Hashkim V'Shaleach. We did all this before. Bechol Boikim V'Boikim V'Chi Roiv HaHasaratia V'Boikim Koydim. Most of the warnings were in the early morning. We mentioned this. Koydim Sheyelech Adam L'Malachta. There was no excuse. V'Shaleach Chayah Nishaleach V'Hashkim V'Hanavim V'Hasiram. We discussed this. Menashe v'Omoin. Omoin did worse than what Menashe did. They were worse than their predecessors, and even among Menashe and Omoin, Omoin was worse than Menashe. Next, v'dibarto. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah, speak to them. You're going to see they're not going to listen. Yodati, ki lo yishmu elecha, v'afilu lo yanucha. They won't even give you the respect to answer you. Kishetikru elohem, afal pichein, and Hashem says, I don't care. I still want you to speak to them, because at least the words will have impact upon them many years later. Yanucha nichtav bo hey. There is a hey ha-mivatei achar chof ha-nimsa. This is an expression. It should say Yanucha. There's a hey at the end. V'chein v'chasidecha yivarachucha. The same. V'hadom lo. V'amarta mipiem. Afilu mipiem avdo v'nichrasa. New idea that their PM is they don't speak the truth. In other words, there's no shame. If people are corrupt, at least if they fake it, it's not so bad. If you could fake it, make believe, then there's hope. If you're willing to be a faker, it shows you have a guilty conscience, and you want to at least maybe you'll improve yourself. You're ashamed of your actions. But if you speak lies and you speak about Avodah Zarah and there's no shame, then you're at a point beyond return. Most people, they're fakers. They at least in society want to look good. The Einam, and it's not true. The Einam, this they don't even have this Maila. Hafech mi shenem arlov. It's the opposite about what it says. V'doiver emes bilvovo. Avol eila filu b'fiem ein emes. Okay, we're up to Pasuk of Tes. We'll stop here.
A week from Friday, we're having the Sia. So if you want to contribute, just see the call.
Are we having any guest speakers?
I'm going to try. I'm working on it. If you have it,
regular time this year.
9:30, right? Yeah, 9:30. A week from Friday. Plenty of time.
Tomorrow to have the Sia. Tomorrow.
You know what an Ola is? An Ola is a korban that's turned into carbon.
Thank you.
Turned into?
Carbon.
A carbon.
A korban that's turned into carbon.
Carbon. Okay.
Thank you.
Got it. How you feeling?
Same. Still bumping.
Anything happening with
this? I need a toner. My toner ran out. This printer is a very slow printer. I need a better toner. My toner, I'm waiting for it to come. As soon as I get a toner, I'm going to make copies.
And then we have a couple of different toners, a couple of speeches.
What kind of printer do you have?
I have this old Dell laser printer. It's very quick. I don't even know what it is. It's just an old printer. It's very, very heavy. It's a very good printer. It's like a commercial printer. It spits it out. So the toner ran out. So I ordered a toner. They delivered it, but I wasn't home to pick it up. And I don't know. It's going to give me the runaround. This one, that one. You know, something. UPS, sometimes they make you crazy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
They don't even come to the door. They just leave you a thing that
come to their post office. I know. So,
As soon as I get it. Yeah, at least two handouts. Yeah, at least two. No, two.
One?
No, two.
Two?
Yeah.
I think I have a virus, which my sister told me. When I send her an email, somebody else sends an email with my user ID, and then with a different, like on Verizon, with some crazy .com.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I went to that crazy .com. You know, I went through it.
Click on it.
And it says it's malware. Okay. So Norton says, if I want to fix it, this is the message they gave me, is to run this thing that'll pick up all things that they don't recognize. Okay. That's what I
did. Did it work?
No, I didn't try it yet.
You gotta be very careful. You click on the link on an email, you gotta be very, very careful.
What?
You gotta be very careful. You click on these links, that a lot of them are all they're dangerous. Ay. Okay, let's continue where we left off. Okay.